Oh, hey. Yeah, of course I remember you, of course. From the hall meeting earlier. Is everything okay? Something wrong? Oh, yeah, sorry, come in, get out of the hall. Yeah, what's up? Is someone hurt? Do I have to round up the other RAs? Have the boys got the showers on fire again? Yeah, it was surprisingly hard to put out. No. Whatever it is, I bet it's not stupid. Remember, I'm here for all of you, and I was in your same exact position just a few years ago. Whatever it is, you can tell me. Homesickness. Yeah. Come here. Sit down. Of course you can sit on my bed. The sheets are clean, I promise. So you got those deep, deep blues, huh? They really suck. I was super homesick too my first couple of weeks. I actually called my parents every single night for the first few days. So, you know. I know, but that's literally what we're here for, me and your hallmates. I mean, I would bet good money you are not the only person missing home. In fact, I should definitely bring it up next meeting. And I won't say it was you if you want to seem all cool about it. Of course, I'm here to help you with whatever you need. That is why I answered the door at 3 in the goddamn morning. No, it's okay. Don't be afraid to wake me. Something was wrong, you needed someone to talk to, and I'm here. I super don't mind being woken up if it's for a good cause. Yeah, good catch, actually. I do have a single room. It's like a weird situation because RAs usually get free housing. And so they told me if I paid a little bit more, I could get my own room. Like, no roommates. It basically evens out and it is really nice. Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like people and I've had good roommates, but after a few years, the privacy is so nice. But anyways, how's your situation going so far? Like, are you guys getting along? Any fights? Ugh, that's really good, actually. I'm glad to hear it. You know, my roommate the first semester was literally a nightmare. She would have arguments on the phone with her boyfriend just in the room. And then she would have night-long study sessions with her other boyfriend. And then, of course, more arguments. So that was not a great time for me. But if you two are becoming fast friends, then that makes my job super easy. Also, I have to say, I really like those pajamas. Are they from any place around here, or do they sell them on campus? Oh, sounds like I need to go get myself a pair. I didn't know they made shorts that cute. I mean, I usually don't wear ones that short, but they look super comfy. Plus, they make your thighs look killer. If I'm already making you blush, you're in for a semester full of it. Never afraid to give an awkward compliment. And thanks. I bought these sweatpants at my orientation, and they've been with me ever since. Yeah, they're pretty ratty, but you know, they're mine. Yeah, was there anything else you needed? I mean, it's obviously pretty late, and you're probably exhausted from a long day of whatever crazy freshman activities they have you doing for free shirts. You're having trouble sleeping? Yeah, I mean, again, been there. I snuck in an electric kettle if you wanted some tea. I can make you some if that usually helps me, so I. No, it's okay, you can tell me, really. Like I said, I'm here to help however I can. Oh. You think it would help you fall asleep if we cuddled? No, don't be embarrassed. It's not embarrassing. I mean, I'll admit, no one's ever asked me that before, but it's not weird. It's like a sleepover. Really, it's fine. And yeah, if it'll help you be more comfortable, we can cuddle. Just don't tell any of your hallmates about this. I really wouldn't want everyone knocking at my door asking to hop in my bed. Especially the guys. Here. Excuse me, I'm just gonna move against the wall so you can get in. I can be the big spoon. No, come on. Don't be shy. It's honestly too late to back out now. Thanks. Silk sheets, they're pretty nice. Makes more of a difference than you would think. There. Let me get all close to you. That better? Cool. This does feel nice. You're like a little furnace. I can't believe I'm cuddling with one of my residents, though. I mean, I didn't quite see this happening when I met all of you guys. To be fair, out of everyone in the hall, I'm really glad it's you. I mean, don't get me wrong, definitely against RA guidelines, but there are perks that come with a single room. And honestly, it's been a while since I've been at all close with anyone, so this is nice for me too. Busy and touch-starved, that's me. Well, thank you. I'd like to think I'm a good cuddler, if a little out of practice. Your hair smells really nice, too. Oh, your arm's asleep? Yeah, sorry. You can adjust yourself, let me just... What? No, I didn't say anything. Don't worry about it. I just, just the way you moved back against me felt really good. Yeah, well, it's 3 a.m. and I don't have any roommates. Of course I'm not wearing any fucking underwear. No, don't feel bad. You didn't mean to, and it did feel nice. You can, keep doing it if you want. No, I'm sorry. That was weird. I shouldn't have... Well then... God, that feels so good. Are you feeling that too? Okay. I just wanna... make sure you're not just doing this for me. Can I, like... rub your back while you're doing this or something? I mean, I wanna be of some use back here. Oh, Jesus, you can feel that? God, I'm starting to soak through my sweatpants, then maybe I should just take them off. Oh, fuck. Keep going, please. Please. You want me to rub me lower? Like, how much lower? Yeah? Happy to oblige. feels like I'm not the only one going commando. And I'm not the only one who's enjoying herself either. God, you're wet. You like that? Keep moving back into me. Grind that ass against me. Oh. Oh, you want my fingers inside of you? I mean, if you're sure. Ready? I'm gonna move them nice and slow for you to match your rhythm. Oh, God, your cunt's practically begging. You're so warm. I guess I'm not the only one who needed this. Oh, yes. Just like that, I think. Oh, fuck. I think I'm getting close. Yeah, I can. Right there. Keep going. Keep. Please. I can feel it. I'm coming. Oh. Fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, that was really unexpected. I'm really sorry. I totally got swept away there. Did you finish? No, it's not okay. Here, sit up. I'll sit behind you. We're gonna get you off right. Don't be shy. Get up right against me. Can you feel how wet you made me? Now it's your turn. How does that feel? Me reaching around, stroking you nice and slow, light little circles. Oh, I can feel you dripping all over my hand. Yeah, I can go faster. Just for you. Do you like having your neck kissed like that? What if I were to bite just a little? Yeah? What if I were to bring my hand over and squeeze one of your gorgeous boobs? Your nipples are so cute and hard. A little faster. I can feel you getting close. How your breath is hitching. You're quivering around my fingers. Oh, are you ready? Do you want to come? Okay. Oh, that's it. Come for me. Come for me, pretty girl. Come on. Just let it all go. Come all over. Oh, there you go. Shh, 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 shh. Oh, did that feel good? Yeah? Oh, well, good work. I mean, between the both of us, these sheets definitely are not clean. So, still feeling homesick? Yeah, I didn't think so. Funny how that works, right? Hey, if you could, don't tell anyone. Not yet. This is definitely something that should stay between us for now. But if you're ever feeling homesick again, you can always come see me. Especially at 3 a.m.